chopping the forest of your hair. My new barber shop shears. You never know, oh, 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 do you? That man standing by the bridge. His jaw dropped in utter disbelief. Is the reason I traveled so far? There once was a woman on a boat, mustered all her strength to leave her home. Kyoto to Victoria. You never know, do ya? You never raised my knees and stilled my spine, while the waiting room dropped it into cheers. He's been asking for that for years. You pried the scissors from your leg, ripped my apron up and tied a tourniquet. With a heavy lane you lumbered to the till, and without a word you paid your bill. You never know, oh, 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 do ya?
Do ya? Do ya?
You never
the inspiration for your song Barbershop Shears?
That one was about my great grandmother that I was mentioning earlier, who was a mail order bride from Japan. And when she arrived in Victoria, Canada, she worked at a barbershop with her new husband. And while she was chopping a lumberjack's hair, he got a little bit gropey with his hands, and she had scissors in her hand because she was cutting hair, so she stabbed him. Her reaction was to stab him in the thigh with her scissors, and then the barbershop became very popular after that, because people were so curious to hear who had taught Mick a lesson, because he was this notorious bully apparently, and people would line up for haircuts after that. But she's such a tiny woman, and I never knew that story from her, because she's only spoke Japanese, so I didn't ever get to sit and have a really good chat with her, and it just made me think, wow, I've got amazingly strong women in my family.
What an awesome story. When do you personally feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
I would say recording is what I love to do. I do some film scores as well, but I love to just be left alone. I guess I'm a bit of a hermit, so I love to be in the studio creating things. But I also love the other aspects of it. I get a bit stage fright when I perform, but as I'm getting more experienced at it, I'm realizing that there's definitely a receiving back that I never really noticed before, probably because I was so nervous and concentrating on myself. But I'm really loving the feedback of the audience now and the give and take of it. It's sort of magical.
You've performed a lot across the country, including most recently an album release show at the West End Cultural Center in Winnipeg. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Oh, let's see. That one was very memorable because we had our children up on stage with us a little bit at the end, and we got to access all of the amazing musicians that were on the album were at that concert at the West End, except for Alexa, because she's always gone. But let's see, most memorable. Well, I guess I was in actually a band called Nathan before this one, and we played on Parliament Hill on Canada Day, which was really exciting and terrifying. And I think probably my most favorite performance ever was playing theremin with the symphony on a Bjork piece at the New Music Festival last winter. That was a highlight of my life and also terrifying.
I understand you're just about to head out on a big tour, and I know you'll also be performing at the Merritt Folk Festival this summer. Fill me in on what's on the horizon for Leaf Rapids over the next few months.
Over the next few months, it's really exciting for us. We're heading off to Europe tomorrow, so I'm going to pack up my children's. We have two children we're bringing with us, and we're going to pack tonight and hit the road with the Good Lovelies for a three-week tour, which we're really grateful to be on. And then we come back and we play lots of festivals all summer long, basically, as summer festivals, which is where we feel most in our element, especially with our kids. We always bring our kids with us. They're 10 and, or no, they're 11 and 13 now. So they're such experts at festivals, they'll just arrive there and get the lay of the land immediately. And okay, we know our boundaries. We know where the kids area is. We'll see you guys later. Where's the food? So we're going to the Campbell Bay Festival and the Mission Folk Festival, which is really exciting because my grandparents actually had their berry farms there before they were interned during the Second World War and the Japanese internment camps. So that's kind of a sweet personal spot for me to go revisit. And, South Country Fair and the Trout Forest Music Festival. It's going to be just so, so fun.
Do you have a website where we can keep track of those upcoming dates?
Yes, we do. Our website is leafrapids.org.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Virginia. What can you tell me about that one?
That one is a little autobiographical and a little bit of fiction. I was packing my kids' lunches one day for a field trip, and they had requested to not have their lunch, their big lunch sacks that they usually bring. They wanted a disposable paper bag, and so they would have less to carry around there. And the only paper bags I had were liquor store bags. And I wondered if that was appropriate or not, but used them anyway. And then I logged it. It must have just stuck in my brain. And when I started writing about just being a mother, and we try really hard, but we have our own issues. A lot of them are deep. And I'm just hoping that our children know that we tried our best.
Such a relatable song. Carrie, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you for this interview. It was lovely.
She packs my lunches in liquor store bags, spends my UNICEF money on Marlboro Light, plays the golden oldies on an ancient transistor.